It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars. Man, you know, we kicking it tonight, man. Hey, Mo B, man, come on. Let's say what's up to the people, y'all.
It's your big homie, Mo.
None of that military tactic shit, Mo. We going to this hotel and we going to
Oh, nah, we good. We going in there. I gotta make sure that the area clear now, bro.
It's your big homie, Chubby Idris Elba. What's happening?
Chubby Idris is going to take us to Cuba just for that reason, is what I'm thinking.
They got the booty out there?
Man, I told you, it's out there, bro. It's out there. It's dope.
Hey, yo, what's up, man? We back with another episode with the big homies. You know what I'm saying, man? Everybody say what's up, man. It's the big homie, Bobby Dollars.
What's happening, man?
What's going on, Big Mo?
How you doing?
That's big homie Shanae Jenkins and shit.
Hala.
Yeah, man. So how everybody doing tonight, man? What's on the agenda for tonight?
Man, I've been doing shopping, man. I've been getting Christmas shopping. I done bought all the 4T, 5Ts, XTs. I didn't even know little kids could have husky sizes, but we got all the kids taken care of. We got the in-laws, you know, we got it all laid out. I'm tired of shopping, man. I'm tired of spending money. Man, this Christmas nothing, got me. Bro. I don't know what presents y'all done got for yours, but nothing. I done cashed out.
I bought two gifts.
And they ain't even got here yet.
I knew you was going to say that shit. Okay, I knew you was going to say that shit. What you say, Gigi? What you get, Gigi?
Oh, I said my presents is a gift.
Oh, man. That's crazy. That's what's up. Yeah, everything been good, man. But like we were saying a minute ago, man, it's been kind of crazy here. We've had some tornadoes and shit, man, ripped through a few areas. A couple of our people that work at the sister building that I work at died.
Oh, wow.
I want to say yesterday. It was one young lady. I won't say any names and all that kind of stuff because, you know, I don't want to get into full detail without having the right info, but I know one of the ladies had passed away. Another young white male passed away. He actually worked at our facility for a little while and transferred out there and lost his life. It's just kind of been crazy, man. Like, it make you wonder sometimes, like, what are we really doing when we out here working for people and going to jobs every day, man? Like what are we really doing here? Who goals are we accomplishing, ours or theirs? You know what I'm saying? Like, people dying out here. Natural disasters, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Just
that is crazy. My condolences to them and their families.
Yeah, has any of y'all ever been in a natural disaster? Like a flood?
Yeah.
Flood, tornado, anything like that?
Yep. I've been in tornadoes. I didn't have to sit, you know, get on the lowest level. I didn't been out before around tornadoes. It ain't nothing to play with.
Yeah, I got a tornado story for y'all ass, man. What about you, Mo?
Nah, man. The floods, that's about it. But other than, like, real bad natural disasters where shit was getting jacked up, nah. The flood, it was a little bit flood. It wasn't that bad, but, you know, it still was a flood anyway. But it wasn't as bad as, like, how tornadoes and hurricanes and everything tear shit up. Nah, it wasn't that bad. It's all
right. Right. That's what's up, man. And what about what about you, Gigi? You ever been in anything like that can been like life threatening or something?
Yeah. In Jersey we had a hurricane called Sandy and it was crazy. That was like the first time where like you saw water in every direction and it was crazy. Actually, maybe 2 months ago, we had flooding in Jersey as well. I was actually stuck in one of the flooding areas with one of my really good friends. And we was there all night. Car died. He pushed out the water. It wouldn't start. Then we finally got it to start. Still had to work the next morning. So yeah, I definitely understand about natural disaster. Thinking that being in Jersey that I wouldn't have to deal with things like that because I'm in the city, I didn't assume, like, I was just like, we all right. I mean, we're going to get wind, maybe a little snow. No, that water almost took me down. So, yeah. Oh,
that's crazy, man. And I'm afraid of water, too. So, that really would have fucked with my head, man. But
to be honest, man, hurricanes, the water is pretty much worse than any one of the natural disasters you can come across.
Can't control
them. Man, ain't no joke. hurricanes, man, because my people, man, they got caught in Katrina, bro. Yeah. Back in, oh, you know, Katrina hit in 05, man, and it messed all my people stuff up in New Orleans. They lost everything, man. Yeah.
My gal survived it too.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. That is so crazy, man. I've never been in the actual flood other than my basement flooding a few times and really like catching me off guard and water getting all the way up to damn near my knees. But I remember one time, man, you know, I'm an ex-AAU track and field coach as well as football coach. And we were on our way back from Iowa City, Iowa. Was it Drake? It might have been Drake College. I don't know, but we had AAU.
Drake Relax.
Yeah, man, we was coming back, bro. And I was driving and everybody was asleep. Okay, peep game now. I'm driving down the highway. Everybody asleep. We passing through Iowa, coming on back to Missouri. As I'm riding through, all of a sudden, everything just started like getting dark. Okay, like it. You know how it get dark when it's a storm. You can say, damn, it's finna rain. You know what I'm saying? The clouds getting gray. It's getting dark out here. You know, it was a different kind of dark with the tornado. All right. Like this kind of dark was kind of moving, like where every time I was speeding up and trying to go past, it was getting darker, but then getting lighter too. All of a sudden, man, we driving and I hear my daughter scream. You know, like not scream to where it would have freaked me out and I had an accident, but just like scream like she got caught off guard. And then I hear my wife scream and I jump and look over at her because now, mind you, all of them were asleep. Next thing I know, my son is like, Dad, it's a tornado on the side of us. And I turn and look out the driver's side window, bro. And I swear for God, man, on both my kids' lives and myself, it was a straight funnel. Whirling like a motherfucker, bro. About a mile to the left of us, you know what I'm saying? Dancing and shit, bro. Like rain was coming, debris was flying. It was crazy as fuck.
Yep.
I was like, holy shit. So we like rolled through the fucking tornado, man. And then like as I got past it, I stepped on the gas. Everything just got real calm and real quiet. And then we just kind of like went through it all, I guess. Man, that was the creepiest shit I had ever seen in my life, man. Like the creepiest. Yeah.
Remember the 93 flood in Missouri?
Yeah, we had to work for MSD to make sandbags and shit in high school.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy. Now that got everybody.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dangerous, man, because bridges and shit was collapsing and everything. You know what I'm saying? Back then, I remember that.
I mean, it's the power of running water, though, man. It's you take it for granted when you got those levees to protect you. But as soon as they fail and it hit, can't do nothing. It destroys everything in its path. Just like earthquakes, right? Like, it's just the aftermath that's horrible.
Yeah, you can't stop water, man. Water is a deadly-ass force. It's so dense.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes, man, I wonder, do y'all ever wonder, like when they show those pictures of people in space and they be saying astronauts going in space and they be floating and shit in the air and all that and have those spacesuits on? Do you ever think them really just pictures of people underwater?
You a fool, Bobby. I want that thing.
I'm real talk, man. I'm serious, bro. I'm serious. I don't believe
it. Are you one of those people that believes that the Gemini missions and all the space moon landings?
It's a conspiracy theory.
Hey, look, I don't believe in outer space. I don't believe there is such a thing, man.
What?
I'm serious. I don't. I don't believe
this. This is a quick segue, all right? I believe in God.
I do too.
I think that space is exactly how you prove Christ. It's infinite, and it there is no bound, and that's why we can't get it, and that's why people are really not able to maintain godliness. If that makes sense, like space from the Big Bang has been expanding since whenever time has begun, right? So there's no edge; it's constantly growing. Space will never shrink, right?
I understand what you're saying. I get all of that, man, 100%. I really do, but
but you don't believe
it. I still think it's more to it, man. Like,
yeah,
there's always gonna be a way to manipulate the mindset. You know what I'm saying? No brain is perfect, bro. And if people keep telling you the exact same thing over and over and over and over again, you'll start to believe that that is what is.
Well, the tricked brain is the only perfect brain. That's why it's easy to play mind games.
Well, I think we've been hearing the same shit all our lives, man, so far, to where we're born hearing it, to where we die hearing it, and that's just something we always believe. We don't know if the earth is round, we don't know if it's flat, we don't know if there's such thing as space, we don't know if there is an actual end to the ocean. How in the fuck can an ocean liner that can carry 3,000 people have 16 decks, basketball courts, pool sides, restaurants? I mean, people living on this boat for months upon a time, just sink into water and you can never find it again. Like, I don't understand all of that shit, bro. Like,
it's the pressure.
It's all.
And when you get weird, close to the center of the earth, that shit, it gets crushed. Just like it's animals that are, you know, so dark, deep into the ocean, light cannot escape.
Yeah, I believe that, man. But that's why I say they be talking about the ocean floor, and they be coming up with all these weird looking ass fish and different kinds of creatures out of the ocean and stuff.
That's my junk. Yo, I love that stuff, man.
Yeah, I'm just like, wow, man, it's way more to all of this than what than what we led to believe, man. And I guess you could call me a conspiracy theorist, Mo. I don't know. I just feel like it's some shit missing. It's some shit we're not knowing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I got soldiers. Hey, look, I got soldiers that say the moon landing wasn't real.
Yeah, bro. I believe that shit, bro. I believe them all pictures and shit, man.
So you believe Kyrie and you think the earth is flat?
I do. I absolutely.
What does that mean, though, when you say that? Like, let's delve into this. Let's dive. If the earth is flat, what does that mean?
What I'm saying is the earth, I feel like, is a flat, infinite ring. We moving in circles, bro. We going 360 degrees at all times. I believe in that part, but I can't see us being an aspheric sphere holding 70% water in place because of the directional pull of space. Like, I don't see that happening. I could see water being contained and then held in a flat surface because of the way it flows. Water flow back and forth, not up and down. You know what I'm saying? Unless you create,
but there's two different centripetal forces. Yeah, it's, what is it? Is it centripetal force? It's inside from the gravity at the center of the earth, and then the moon pulls water as well. That's what makes everything go. And that's why I say I believe in Christ, because it's perfect. You can't explain it. You can science it all day, but the consistency of it and the resiliency of it, that's God, bro.
Yeah, man. And again, like I said, I agree with all of that, bro, but it's still more to, like, those kind of things that you mentioned and those things, the way, the aspect that you're speaking on it, it's more supernatural-ish. I'm not looking for a scientific
means.
I'm not looking for a scientific means. I'm not looking for a superhero type of multiverse type of parallel universe means. I'm just saying everything that is said to us and taught to us over all our life's time can't be exactly what they saying it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can't.
Amen. Yeah.
It just can't be. Where Gigi go? Is she still on?
Yes, but I'm here. I'm listening. I don't have nothing to say on this.
Oh, come on, man. Yes, you do. Come on now. I know you do. You got to, because I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm a little incapacitated right now. Look, I think you do, though, because at some point, man, everybody going to start to believe and understand the realness of what's really going on versus what people showing us, man. You know, it's so weird that every radio station, every TV outlet, they show the same shit all the time because they want to manipulate our mindset and make us believe into whatever it is that they say. It's crazy how you could be listening here in St. Louis, the radio stations, 104.1 will be playing Lil Baby. I say, man, I don't want to hear this shit. Now I flip it over to 100.3 to beat, and the same fucking song on right at the same time. And then they both go off and the same commercials come on the same state. You know what I'm saying? It's like they forcing you from every.
That's aspect. How media works, though. Let's talk about that, y'all. Like, that's how all media works. I think it's just, we observe it when we look at the news outlets, right? They all have an agenda, a clear agenda. Fox News. What do you think their agenda is?
It lies, man. All that shit is lies. If you're
conservative agenda, right? MSNBC and then CNN. They all have these agendas. And you got to remember that news is a business. Y'all know I talk about it on my show all the time, because the fourth branch of government used to be referred to as media, because they were supposed to be honest and objective. But in our modern era, there is no objective news. They all have an agenda. So you could just pick the team that you like the most. And it's really sad, because what you're talking about, Bobby, we don't really seek the truth. And media is just proof of that. Whether you're listening to music and it's coordinated to the point that the top three artists that are out at the time is Drake, Lil Baby. It used to be Lil Wayne and Jay-Z, right? Like, yeah. If you're Eminem, you're only going to hear a handful of artists, because that's the way media works. It's what's popular right now. We move with all these motifs. Just like you get on social media, everybody is single-minded. Everybody has the same damn mindset, and there's not a lot of thinking. It's just a lot of agreeing.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. I guess that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? So since Mo calling me a conspiracy theorist... Oh, man. Since he calling me a conspiracy theorist, let's move into some real conspiracy then. let's really talk then. So what do you think happens when you die, man? This is the one thing that nobody has any answers to whatsoever. I have my theories, my logics, the way that I feel about it, but it's never might be the same of what how everybody else in the world feels. But what y'all think, man? Like, what do you think happens, Gigi, when it's all over?
What do I think happens when it's all over? I think our body is gone, but our soul is then reincarnated in something else. I believe that everyone has, like, when we're born, like, there's a path for us. There's a lesson that we're supposed to learn in this lifetime. And when we do learn, then we go into the next life and we learn the next lesson. But if not, then we're reliving that same lesson probably in a different form, a different person. But I don't ever think it's over. That's why I feel like sometimes when you've met someone or you're around a child where they seem like you've met them before, you've seen them before, you've interacted with them before, I think that all kind of plays a part of it too.
Yeah, see, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%, but but my way of looking at it is a little bit different from yours. You looking at it from a spiritual standpoint, you know what I'm saying? Where, like, the spirit leaves the flesh and engages within different, you know, other realms and different ways of becoming and doing. I'm more so on a, I guess, like B says, scientific. I think it's a stem cell thing, if you ask me, because stem cells are very valuable. And I think that for all the people in this world that create and become billionaires, multimillionaires, scientifical geniuses, genius engineers, all of that kind of stuff, those big brains can't go to waste. Like, all that information, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they die, they want to preserve the brain. They want to preserve organs. They want to preserve all of that. I really think that we are, like, in the Matrix type of thing, where when this flesh ends, they just take your stem cell out, put it in another one, and boom, boom, you right back into it. That's kind of what I feel, but I might be wrong. But I agree with you, Gigi, because I agree with the whole point where you said, like, it'd be kids, and you'll see videos and stuff of kids saying, oh, I used to live in that house, and oh, I had a wife, I had this, I had that, you know what I'm saying? And it don't, they'd be like, what the hell, man, this dude 4 years old telling me he had a wife, you know, but who knows, he might have actually had one, because his stem cell is, you know what I'm saying, from somebody that just passed away.
Explain what you mean when you say that. You said it's like a, you're talking about reincarnation, and you're saying it's like
stem reincarnation is pretty much what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what you mean, I think that's interesting. You said you think it's a stem cell thing, like our undifferentiated cells. What are you saying with that?
I said, like, okay, let me lay it down for you in a standpoint to where you can see and break it down like I do. My standpoint is like the movie Get Out. A lot of the times I have to make people understand that when you look at these movies and these TV shows and stuff like this, this shit ain't just thought up, man. This ain't just something somebody sat down and they in a corner of a room and said, you know what? I think I'm gonna write a movie about doppelgangers. You know what I'm saying? Like, where did the word even originate from? Where did it come from? These people have clues and indications within everything. So the way I look at it is just like Get Out. When those older white people were on those operating tables and they were going in the back of their brains and taking them stem cells out and putting them into black people so that way that they could live longer and have a different life and all of that kind of stuff. Sometimes I think that's the way they play it, you know what I'm saying, in real life too. So that's kind of what I'm getting at, to where you taking a lot of original information and traits and putting it in a whole nother human being. You can consider it cloning if you want to, but I guess that's a more natural version by utilizing the stem cells that are connected to your memory source in your brain. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever read about Carl Jung? He talks about something similar to that with universal archetypes, talking about the mind. It's pretty much that theory. We're just recycled. There's nothing new under the sun.
I've never read that either. I'll look into it.
Yeah. Carl Jung, C-A-R-L-J-U-N-G. He talks about universal archetypes and just kind of how, like you were, like everybody's saying, you know, you run into people you do not know. They're strangers, right? But then there's something that's familiar. There's something that you can connect with, and it's in all people, because you still have people, bigots for me, that you can understand where they're coming from. You know why they mad, right? But it's not a positive connection.
Yeah, I agree with that. But then also I look at it too. I also look at it too, like, Gigi, have you noticed and seen all of the videos and talks about like people like Gucci Mane and Kodak Black and all them getting cloned and all that kind of stuff? I absolutely believe that they can clone the physical portion of your anatomy and take that stem cell and put it in there and recreate you. You know what I'm saying? And that's why
I would
so fast if that was possible.
Well, because I don't think it's in our pay grade yet. Like, right. I think just like everything where we see, even when it comes to plastic surgery or certain things, like once they're tweaking with it up at the top and we have an idea about it, eventually it'll come to us, but maybe not as freely. And obviously people are tweaking it. But when we can see things such as AI and they're building robots that can think freely for themselves, and they're actually not quote unquote people, I can absolutely see them doing it with someone that we already know and testing us to see if we're able to even determine if this is the actual person. Because if we're listening to this AI, like assuming like they're allegedly like Gucci Mane or Kodak Black, then they're realizing that they can replace people every day.
Yeah, really they could. I don't allegedly. That cloning thing. That's wild though, man. I would like to see how they do that.
I think they do. I mean, bro, they've been cloning since the 1900s, bro. Like,
I wouldn't be surprised, man. The federal government hides so much stuff from people, man. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, their first clone was a rat. And then 20 years later, after all the advancement techniques, they cloned the sheep. You know what I'm saying?
Golly, the sheep.
And then next thing you know, 20 more years later, they cloned a human embryo. You know what I'm saying? And now you telling me they can't clone a whole Gucci Mane? They can't clone a whole Kodak Black in the modern age of technology?
But what does that process look like? Like, here's my thing. If you want to clone a man that's 20-something, 30-something years old, you're creating a whole nother biological being that has the biological aging of 20 or 30 years.
Nah, that's not what I'm saying. Like, okay, so say B, matter of fact, okay, let's use Chaz, I can't say his name, my bad.
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, Chadwick Boseman as an example. Okay, okay. So this brother just passed away at the age of 43 with colon cancer. All right, now imagine that if he would have said to them, I don't want to die. Is there a way that we can prolong all of this and make this situation different? They could have taken all of his mental everything from them stem cells, his memories, his thoughts, his knowledge. They could have taken all of that, created another tissue-like human, and just let it build or whatever, how they do their cloning process, and then put that into him. And we wouldn't have been the wiser. He just would have looked a little different to us. And they would have been like, oh, you know, he had cancer, but he went in remission. He's better now. He's getting back. And then they just keep working on that clone, that aesthetic, until it looks like what we were used to. But he's
still talking about life rejuvenation, like what they said they were doing with Ted Williams. Y'all remember that? Got his brain. Said they was going to put it in the body once they could cure the disease. And
That's what I'm saying. So it's like people can pay millions and millions of dollars to preserve themselves. And that is still considered a form of cloning, right? You know what I'm saying? Like your old flesh is now deteriorated and it's been turned into, I guess, AI or a flesh tone type of robotic. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the clone is. You know what I'm saying? But I believe those young guys when they come on internets and talk about I'm clone number such and such and such and such. Like, man, that shit is in plain view. They say they hide everything in the obvious. So, you know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't they be obviously telling the truth?
Now, I think that might be what people try to do in the future. But think about that, y'all. We're going to get sentience or energy, life energy, soul energy, whatever you want to call it, and transfer it to a physical body to create eternity. I don't think that God won't allow that, period. That's how I feel on.
I mean, I get it. Look, I understand that, man. And I keep saying to you, bro, I am an absolute believer too, man. But sometimes you have to put religion to the side because there's more humans, there's more men, there's more people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not, I'm really not talking theologically or spiritually. I'm saying that, it's not possible. In science, they refer to a lot of these things as like, have you ever heard the God cell? Yeah. Like, they refer, like, no, it is not possible. The sentience would die. Or if we were able to get to that point and people could live forever, I think that's where I think religion would come in. Then I think like rapture would have to ensue because, again, getting away from, it's not a religious argument, getting away from what's right or the way that the world is supposed to be, the way that we've been taught that things are supposed to be. I think that really has consequences. It's not a religious argument.
Yeah, no, I get it. But I'm still going to stand back and say, man, because I'm always 10 toes down on all my decisions and thoughts. I'm still going to say that when it's all said and done, this whole AI thing that they keep talking about on television and then on the internet and talking about how the AIs are taking over and how, you know, computers are evolving and becoming as big and as powerful as humans. I think these clones I'm talking about, bro, they all coming like you're not going to, in a minute, it's going to be normal. They're going to normalize people walking around with clone textured skin and facial tones and. That's the AI they're talking about. They're not talking about no damn iRobot sweeping the floor or no damn ring that you can talk back and forth to, bro. That shit's
irrelevant. They used to call that a cyborg or is that an android?
Yeah. and the fucked up thing is they've been introducing that shit to us from day one in the video games and the movies like Predator. You know what I'm saying? They had a whole series on that. Like, I believe that shit, bro. I really
do. You think the government might have
that? Yeah, that's true.
Stop saying the government, well, God damn it. Stop saying the government. You're going to get us shot up.
Well, they're going to
be waiting on our ass.
Not me. No, thank you. Allegedly. I don't even know what they're talking about. But I can say that like it kind of makes sense. Because even with the way that they're rebuilding people that may have gone into car accidents and how like now you can get an arm again. Now you can get, you can start walking, like you can get a whole set of ears. So like the fact that they're able to have that already normalized with us where like even for myself, like I have bolts and pins in it. Maybe it don't have like computer things just yet. I'm gonna hook it up. Yeah, like if my foot's still like this, like in a good 20, 30 years and we've advanced, my foot's gonna fly. That's my plan.
So that's my plan. Hey, look, man, we're gonna take a quick break, man. But real talk before we go, man. Hey, if they can 3D print a booty, hey, they can make life change for anybody. You hear me?
Hey,
man. Hey, we'll be right back.
Didn't I know it was love? The next thing I felt was you holding me close. done. You knew I could not resist. I needed someone. And now we're flying through the stars. I hope this night lasts forever.
Man, and we back. Hey, it's the big homies, man. Hey, it's the big homie Bobby Dollars and
this Big Mo. Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
In the flesh.
Big
GG. And Chubby Idris Elba.
Yeah.
AKA Brian B.
Hell no, man. That's what's up. Hey, so before we left, man, we was basically just talking about the artificial intelligence thing, man, and cloning and all that. So since Mo, and I'm gonna keep saying that, called me a conspiracy theorist, I had to jump on in, you know what I'm saying? I had to go and let them know what's on my mind then, if that's the conversation we having, you know what I'm saying? So what else have y'all been thinking? Like, what else do you think is a little indifferent about our world?
I don't know, man. It's so much.
Shit, Mo, you in the military, bro. You should have so many questions. Yeah, real talk, man. But you in the military, Mo. Like, you should be thinking all day long, all the time, man. Like, you go places.
Man, they hide a lot of stuff from us, bro. It's a lot of stuff we really don't know about, man. You'd be surprised, man. People be thinking, man, you know you military. You know this, you know that. Man, we don't be knowing that stuff, man.
Right. Yeah, I just say that shit for you, for your sake, because, shit, you go places where they shoot at you. So, shit, I'm, you know what I'm saying, wondering in my mind, like, maybe you really knew the reason why them niggas was shooting at you. So, it's cool, man. I don't know, man. Again, like I say, my whole thing was the death thing. It always creeped me out. It made me wonder. Again, you know, Jordan Peele, man, he is the latest director and writer to come out and start putting a lot of this stuff out there for us to actually see. And it's just really on us to determine whether or not we believe what they got going on. You know what I'm saying?
All right. This is a random question. I don't mean to interrupt your point.
No, you're good.
I recently got my third dose of vaccine, and I know everybody is real hot on this vaccine thing. I think I was talking to Gigi a little bit earlier today. I really believe that access to healthcare is going to be the next decade or even half century. I say that because this is, in my opinion, probably going to be the first of many pandemics. I think that the weather being crazy, I think that these contagious diseases, infectious diseases, all that stuff that they predict, the religious people will try to predict and try to say is the end of times, that's going to become the norm. So, do you think that there's anything that a person, people can do, being a conspiracy theorist, to prevent all the, you know, everything that they're proliferating, everything that they're putting together right now, for whatever reasons they're putting it together for? Do you think that an average citizen can protect themselves against the anyone who has weaponized weather, weaponized disease, the economy, or whatever it is? Do you think there's anything that an average person can do to protect themselves against them?
Nah, I don't. This is another one of those cases of what you said earlier, the God cell, man. Like, this is a way for humans to be able to control human activity with genocide, with pandemics, with unimaginable amounts of death. I personally believe some of the natural disasters that we have are kind of put out here. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Like I said, my mind just don't operate like everybody else's. Like, I'm a very logical person.
I agree with that.
You agree with my mind not working the same as everybody? I'm sorry, G.
No. Well, yeah, but that's not what I meant. I meant in regards to weather manipulation. We've seen that they've shown us, like, we've actually, there's footage and has been provided to us that they actually manipulate weather. So, like, they will shoot, like, electrical currents into the clouds so it can make it rain. Only thing is that, like, once they get it started, they can't make it stop. But it's a fact that they are able to manipulate the weather.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's like, even with HAARP down in Nevada, it's like, to me, I feel like all of the things that are connected are the things that America calls preventative. You know, the insurance is connected with the healthcare, and the natural disaster is created so that the insurance is supposed to get paid. And then you have the disastrous casualties and injuries and things. And then all the medical people get paid. You know what I'm saying? It's a loophole. The doctors have a network. That's why they say when you go to a certain healthcare and health plan, you have to stay within your network, because that network of doctors have to get paid for what they're doing. You can't go from, like, here in St. Louis, you can't go from Barnes to SSM to Forest Park. No, you got to stay with SSM. You got to stay with Mercy. You got to, you know, every doctor you get, dermatologist, OBGYN, dental, all of those have to be in that same network, because all those doctors got to eat. And I think a lot of that be in conjunction within itself. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably wrong. I'll probably just be, maybe I'm high. There's some good shit over here. I won't deny that. But the fact is I don't even sit back and, like, dwell on no shit like that. It's just when I be reading and I be looking at, like, newscasts and stuff like that, this is how my mind plays it out. This is how I see it. You know what I'm saying? Is that strange? Is that crazy? I don't know, man. It's all right, bro. But some of that stuff is hard to believe. And I think some things can be absolutely manipulated. I really do. Yeah. So I don't know, man. Like, what do y'all think, man? Like, am I wrong? Holler at me. Let me know.
Well, I definitely told you that I agree with you, that we know that they definitely manipulate the weather. So that's the thing. And we've seen it through storms that they've had, and even, like, California. So I agree with you.
Yeah. I could see a lot of that, man. But again, I just have to ask y'all, man, like, what is it that you see every day? You know, Black people are always talking about stay woke, but shit, what the hell are you woke for? What are you looking for? Like,
I take this question seriously, right? I think that the problem for our population in this country since day one has been that we had never been allowed to coordinate, cooperate, and after hundreds of years of experiencing this whole thing, we refuse to do it. I see it every day, and I say something about it every day with the genders, with women. So that's what we should be woke. That's what we should be keeping our heads up for, is being logical and not emotional, and actually being invested in the system for justice, equity, fairness.
A, but B, don't take away the idea that we have in history tried to establish these things, even had communities, towns, and they've taken that away from us. So it's not like we didn't know how to have it. We actually had a whole economic
system. I mean, we started everything first. Yeah. We started everything first, but in this country, that's exactly it, is that it's taken away from by them. And now I think that culturally, we don't want to have us, if that makes sense. I know I'm excited when Mo tells me about Atlanta, how they trying to have a Black Wall Street. I get excited when I hear about us coordinating and breaking through new barriers, breaking glass ceilings and all that good stuff. But that's what I think the problem is that we're not allies. And I mean all people, but most specifically, I mean us. We are not invested in one another. We do not genuinely and truly love one another. I think some of us love money, and I think some of us love, I don't know, acceptance or being a part of something that rejects us. I think that that's where we can begin in being woke and having institutions, institutional power, things that are effective.
I mean, being effective is key. That's very important. I mean, I will agree with that. I will agree with that. You know, but it's still one of them kind of, it's still an up and down game, man. It's a seesaw. It's a Libra scale. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's never going to be one of them things where it's good versus bad, but it's always going to be a thing where it's good, but it could have been better. You know what I'm saying? So no matter how hard we try, no matter what direction we move in, it's going to always be the latter, man. And like Gigi said, we can have 100 shops on the corners of every block in our area. And once that certain individual see how we prospering and how money is flowing and how things are going, they're going to try to get involved. Things are going to always be taken from us. You know
what but I'm why saying? I pose this question not to be a devil's advocate or rhetorical, but why do we need anything?
Shit, we need everything. You hear me?
Okay.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we need everything. It ain't no anything.
You talking about anything. Why do we need something from somebody or why do we need something? Period? Yeah.
I'm saying that all people need something, right? And I'm saying specifically for our union in its state. What do we need? Why do we need it? Period. Because there's no consensus. And that's the problem. And that's what I'm kind of trying to establish. I think that people should be motivated and of the same mind for things that are productive. But I would be lying if I told you that was always my motivation and my goal. Because that's not it for me. Because I don't believe in that. I don't think that that's realistic. Does that make sense, y'all?
Well, I mean, it can. I mean,
because I'm asking a question.
Yeah, it can.
Am I talking rhetorically?
Look, man, when you say what do we need?
Yeah, break that down. B.
Specifically, what do we need? Okay, I'll tell you this. Everybody's had this discussion. We didn't have this discussion for 20 years. In college, we had this discussion at every job I'm at. Anytime bros get together, I call it the United States of Africa. But like we've had this discussion. I'm sure you guys have had this discussion. If we had our own military, if we had our own economy, if we had our own justice system, if we had our own schools, and I'm not even trying to be like anything crazy right now, but what do we really need? I'm asking the three of you that are on this recording with me.
From my standpoint, first and foremost, what we need is free education. We need to retract all this student loan and taxation and all of that type of shit so that human beings in America can develop and learn and get better without having to stress out about how they're going to pay for what they're learning and all of that. And then behind that, we need more housing. We need better shelter. We need better wages. You know what I'm saying? We need safety. We need all kinds of shit, bro. Like, we still human beings when it's all said and done. So the vulnerability is going to always be 110%. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say two things on the first point that you made. When you're talking about education, do you realize that it would cost everyone less money to just forgive student debt? It would cost less money. Our economy would be better if we just forgave everyone student debt. And the second point I want to make, particularly as harmed, 2004, Bush changed bankruptcy law. So you could no longer put student debt in your bankruptcy. And close to 20 years since then, Black women have gotten indebted, right? And there's nothing to windfall this. So really, most of these girls that you meet with these fancy degrees, they got $100,000 in student debt. I don't know if anybody's ever experienced that, been married to that or attached to that, but those are the things that I'm really talking about. So yes, Bobby, I agree with you very, very much. Being a financial slave with an education is no good. It doesn't benefit anyone. Spending the rest of your career and or life indebted to get this education just to participate and be in the larger workforce is not really hugely beneficial, is it?
It ain't, but it gotta be because that's the only way we can survive. You know what I'm saying? And the fucked up thing about it all is the way they make us survive is an agenda, and it fucks us up completely, man. Like it puts the whole generational, not race, not ethnicity and all of that stuff, but the whole race of human beings in a vulnerable mindset, bro. You got to think like the way they do it with education and the way they do it with the race of white people, Black people, all that kind of stuff. Generally, look at how families are raised. Okay. And it's all particularly set up by the way your income is and your credit score and all of that kind of stuff. These are all stressful entities.
If you're a white
man
typically.
You know, No, hear me out.
For everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you, okay, most of the time they make white people believe that the sooner they get educated, the better they'll be for their lifestyle. So they end up having kids in their 40s and late 30s. And then the kids wind up with autism and certain kinds of ailments and things like that because their bodies can't handle what the fetuses and things like that need. So now you have all of these people that are raising children that they spending all this money that they've been earning over all these years before they formulated this family on medical insurance, all this different kind of stuff. And then you have our race, black people, who they tell us, you know, when we have kids, it's accepted. We can have kids at 17, 18, 20, 21. And then we spend our better half of our young adult years fighting, trying to raise that child, trying to pay the rent, trying to figure it out. We make a minimum wage. We angry. We can't get out. We can't get above water. We can't get our heads through it. And then you have the brown people and the Asians and stuff who winds up doing the exact same thing that we do, but then wind up housing their entire families to try to maintain the money and make their families better. The problem with America right now, bro, is like I said, bad opportunities, no free education. People have to depend on the societal portion of America, which is social media, you know, OnlyFans, all this kind of shit to exploit ourselves and make ourselves worse. One of these women could be a great OnlyFans person and make tons of money, but 10 years from now, she might want to own a business. And then when she's trying to own this business, she got a ton of loopholes she got to go through, obstacles she's got to jump because all of these men that she's talking to have seen these videos, have subscribed to her channel. She's worthless to them now. You see what I'm saying? So no, like America is built for us to fail, bro. It's like we're not getting.
You said a lot, and tell me if I'm with you. It sounds like you're saying that there needs to be a balance between, I don't know, the ethical and fiscal agendas. Talking about OnlyFans and just the struggle as a whole, right? These women can have kids as teenagers and educate themselves in their 20s while they're fighting to realize a dream in their 30s or 40s, et cetera, right?
Yeah, it can be that way. It can be that way. But again, the way that I tried to break it down for you is for situations that are occurring right now, bro. It's like, especially within ourselves, man, we get so hard up on the money. We get so stuck up in the money that even the young guys are out here trying to quote unquote sell dope and rob and do all this rap music and all that. And they winding up in jail because they're not chasing the dream. They trying to chase money. They trying to chase the survival of the money. They even made it okay with all these women talking about get the bag. Yeah. It ain't no integrity and nothing that they doing. It's just about,
I agree with you so much.
You know, just get the bag. And now you're losing your lives. You're getting trafficked. You're getting, you know, possessed, you getting hid in basements and shit and raped all the time. Guys are getting shot up. They dying. They killing each other on records and then killing them in real life. All this shit for one goal, bro. Just one goal. And that's
we going to talk about City Girls last. But I have a question. Do you think that the family unit being preserved in any way alters these outcomes? Do you think that if we valued mom and dad, the family structure, I don't know, there could be integrity or innocence? Do you think that could yield the result that you're talking about? It's not the family?
I don't know, man. Again, I have to say, regardless to what kind of value you getting out of your family and how your family and cultural thing is in your home, you still got to get an education first, bro. Like, what's the value of anything if you don't have no knowledge? So it's like,
what's an education? Is that a piece of paper?
Nah, man. Without that free education, bro. Without that free education, we bound. You know what I'm saying? We tied up. There's nothing that we can do. And even if you do get educated, you still bound to paying all them loans back and and all of that shit, man. Like, so no matter what you do, you're going to stress yourselves out. And when you do finally get ahead, you wind up so out of it, people start calling you crazy. And you know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga nuts. And then, man, you've been stressing out trying to live the American dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell? And that's just from a business.
And what's the American dream?
Money.
You know, I had somebody in my past, they tried to propose instead of 40 acres and a mule, that they give us 800 credit score or a clean slate with credit.
Yeah, shit, I'll take 18, that.
25. I mean, but see,
let me get my acres too. My problem with that
is that it makes us participate in the larger market, which is fine. But that's not what everybody wants to do. And as I get older, I don't know. It just reveals itself to me. The problem with all societies, all people, is that everybody is so consumed with themselves, the individual. We don't give a doggone about the collective, the whole, and I guess I call it the family sometimes. Everything is about me individually. So that selfishness and marketing and focusing just on that selfishness, I think that's where we lose. I think that's where every and anyone will lose.
Man, every aspect of life needs compassion. If you don't have that, your business will fail, your relationship will fail, your life will fail, your bus ride to work will fail. Nothing else matter without a human being having compassion within himself. That's what creates the characteristics, man. That's what creates who you are as a person, bro. Like, you know, that spirit that everybody talking about, that Holy Spirit, you know what I'm saying? That's what that is, bro. That's your compassion. That's what God would do. You know what I'm saying? So, like, nah.
But it's that godliness and contentment. Is that Timothy 2? Like, with great godliness and contentment, we should be doing everything. But exactly like you said, and like I said, like we said, that's not what we do.
Nope.
It's crazy, bro. Hey, well, that's what's up, man. Hey, look, that's been a good one, man. Hey, it's been a good one. All the homies, you know what I'm saying? Big homies, GG, everybody, man.
GG, you know, have fun down there in Florida.
Right. You know still getting
it. So you want to let everybody know where I'm at? Okay.
Turn your location off now. You can turn your location off now. So it's good.
They don't know where you at, though.
Yeah, man. Hey, but look, man, everybody go ahead, man. Give your final thoughts on today, man. What y'all think, you know, like, I'll be that conspiracy theorist, bro, because my mind is crazy. My brain is crazy, bro, like, for real.
Hey, I got a couple of homeboys that's like that, man. I love it, though, because they think outside the box, man. It ain't like they stuck in this little box and they thinking like, nah, they think outside the box. When they like that, man. So we always had a little debates or whatever, as far as especially with my soldiers, man. Them cats was fucking crazy. We always, man, I'd be listening to some of their conversations. I'd be like, what the hell? Right. Then I chime in every now and then, but you know, I can't, you know, just say what I want to say to them.
Right, right. You know, you don't want to be in people's business.
Man. But
so, what are your thoughts, Gigi? What you think? Anything?
No, like, specific thoughts, but I did enjoy this conversation because it even opened my perception or my thoughts or even the idea that I like want to research more so I can have more of a standing, because I can see how everything about what everyone said could find some truth to it. And I don't want to say it blew my mind, but it was just like an aha moment where you realize that the world is not just what you see. There's just so much more to it. You just have to allow yourself to understand that so you can be open to those possibilities. And I feel like because people are so enclosed or already have this kind of concrete idea in their mind, they'll never be able to see it because they won't allow themselves to. So I'm really thankful for this conversation.
Real talk. I tell you, man, the last thing I say about it all, man, before we get out of here, you know, always remember these key things, man. And this is just me and my 44 years of living on this earth, man. Like, just remember, when you're listening, you're learning. That's the key thing about what life really has to offer you, man, because people gonna volunteer information. They're gonna tell you everything you need to know. You don't even have to ask the question. All you got to do is just be quiet and make a person feel comfortable, and they're gonna tell you everything that you need to know. And that plays a huge part in your characterization. You know what I'm saying? Like, all you have to do, man, is just say hello to a person when they really need you to say hello to them. And they'll tell you everything that you need
you
to know.
You never know, man. You never know. That's why I never hesitate to speak to people, man, because you never know. Your conversation with them could change their day and their perspective on certain things. But that's all some people be wanting. You just listen to them.
Yeah.
A total stranger, bro. You can just listen to a total stranger. This mother, like you said, will tell you his whole life story.
Yeah, man. And some of them be angels too, man. Some of them people that you on most, the most unlikely person that you ain't never seen in that same spot that you go to all the time. Come and have a certain conversation with you, and you can't stop thinking about it, man. Hey, they say God sends angels because he speaks through people. So, you know,
yeah, he really do, man. So,
you know, sometimes you got to look out for the ones that you really ain't tripping off of. I ain't talking about the ones big and for change and got signs at the end of the highway. No, I'm talking about some real deal. You at the Menards or something, and somebody walk up and just be like, "Hey, man, you know, blah 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 blah," and you be like, "What man. The hell?"
I done ran up on a couple of cats like that, boy.
Yeah, it'd be crazy, man. But they'll straight give you the word. It might not be right at that moment, but you'll think about it a day or two later and be like, "Oh, wow, it happens to me so often, bro. Like so much so that it don't even freak me out anymore. I expect it sometimes."
Yep, you know? That's how I am now.
Yeah,
with some, especially with some of the old heads in the neighborhood, they'd be the least ones that you think would give you some kind of knowledge that have you thinking. Like, man, for real, y'all.
Yeah, that shit crazy, man. That shit is so crazy, bro. Hey, well, hey, it's been real, man. This has been a good show today, man. I am really, really happy. And it's been an intriguing thought, you know what I'm saying, on this one, man.
Make you think.
Yeah, man.
Thinking show today.
Man, everybody go ahead and tell them how they can find you, man, just in case they want to reach out, make some
appearances. Man, all right, this Big Mo, you can hit me on Twitter at PHAMILY_357. That's my Twitter handle. That's pretty much in IG, shit, the Black Man is God 357.
Yeah, that's what's up. All right, and what about you, Gigi?
I was just about to go. I had you. I just didn't want to interrupt him. But hi, everyone. You can find me on Twitter at GQarly7. And that's GQARLY. And the number 7. I'm also on a podcast called Just a Conversation with Greg, Mr. Rep Money, and Gigi. And shout out to the Lunch Break Podcast Network.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Man, y'all better catch me. Modern Black Man Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify. I'm on social media, every single channel. Check me out on Fanbase at Chubby Idris Elba. Just the way that it sounds is how it's spelled. Check me out on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, everywhere that people are, I'm at. Holla at y'all.
Yes, sir. I got to check that fan base out, man.
Yeah, I ain't never been on that neither, man.
And that's fan base is where it's at. I don't know who told me about it, but it's Isaac Hayes' grandson or great-grandson. It's Isaac Hayes III. He got fan base off the ground, and it's popping. So definitely check me out on that platform. Check me out everywhere podcasts are available. And hopefully we have a conversation on Twitter or Instagram.
Hey, well, that's what's up, man. Hey, it's the Big Homie Bobby Dollars, and this has been another episode of the Big Homies. Of course, y'all know y'all can find me on BobbyDollarsShow.com as well as Bobby Dollar Show on every other platform there where you can listen to your favorite podcast. Again, I want to thank the homies, man, for coming through, showing up and showing out. Another great episode with great people, man. Y'all stay safe out here, wear your mask, and do all the right things. You hear me? Hey, it's been the Big Homies.